All right, we are live. It is Wednesday night, March 20th. The 2024 CrossFit Open is, I guess, behind us, maybe.
It doesn't feel that way.
I'm sure we still have lots to talk about. It's not finalized yet, but
right,
it feels pretty over to me, man.
We're not doing any more workouts with respect to it. I am joined here to, I guess, my right, Tyler Watkins, Heat One app. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
And on the far end, Mr. John Young, JY Barbell himself, and the senior analyst of the CrossFit space.
You better watch out, though.
I know.
Will Brandstetter's coming for you, bro.
Will Brandstetter. I'm going to have to.
You know what? You're safe, though, because Will couldn't be bothered to talk about it. He wouldn't do it.
That's true.
He just puts the Heat One and then calls it a day.
Listen, yeah. Everybody. I picked Julia Hannaford, and I got screwed on it, and I would have been in first place after that pick. And then since I got screwed on it, I gave up on it. I was like, all right, I'm done. I was upset.
I think I did very, very poorly. I didn't even look. It was ugly after week one, and I put my picks in, but it was bad.
I am interested who won out of us on the bracket.
Oh, we'll come back to that.
That was very ugly as well.
yeah. Well, it's I don't like think when any an athlete of us... pulls out and then like just shit keeps going wrong. Athletes tie.
Tia barely does 24.3. I mean, it's very difficult to pick a bracket without even knowing the workouts.
Yeah.
Very difficult. Like, it's very critical about that. And then you also find out who cares about it and who doesn't. Like, Dallin, he was paying attention.
He cares. Valner cared.
We could have never, I knew at the beginning, I was like, this is a pretty straightforward bracket. Like, we should be able to get this pretty close. And, Emma Carey, Tia, all the things that went wrong. Like, we could have never made those prop bets.
Well, it feels like March Madness because, you're like, I don't know how I'd lose a game. Maybe lose one or two, but – and then the 15th.
What would be interesting, Tyler, is to see how the brackets changed if it wasn't 1-2-3, but it was 3-2-1 or 2-3-1 or 1-3-2.
How
different would it be just because of the order of how they came out, because 24.3 is way different than it was 24.1. And so you just had an unfortunate matchup the first week. You just had no shot.
Right. It would be.
And let's give some props to Yonakoski. Yonakoski, what did he get?
Out of nowhere.
Second and then first?
Yes.
Has that been done before? I don't remember, in the open.
Colton did it.
And consecutive then, workouts?
Not consecutive, but it was first and third this year.
Well, that's not first and second, Brian. That's a whole place.
Yeah, but Yona wasn't
the first event first and the third event. He got first, and then he got second.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The first and the third event. Yes.
First
and
third event, yeah.
Yes, but props to Yonakoski. Kind of destroyed the Open. Like, nobody, I know, nobody was particularly close. Like,
he beat the GOAT too. He beat Dallin. Dallin is a killer at the Open.
We can't just label anybody the GOAT, bro.
Yeah,
Dallin's never won the Open. what is this? And then Gracie Walton.
Yeah.
We'll get to that here in a second, but Mirjam Von Rohr got first and second as well.
I don't care about that high rocks person. Gracie Walton is a destroyer. Okay. And I know, after we're going to wait till after quarterfinals, and I know we're going to get on to some other stuff. I apologize, Brian. But after quarterfinals, there will be major changes to Games Mountain and Rookie Hill. And I'm going to tell you right now, Gracie Walton, better watch out, Austin. Because she's making a charge to the top of Rookie Hill right now. We'll have to see how quarterfinals pans out.
Especially, we'll get to that in the 24.3 recap, but I was very impressed.
I'm sorry, we'll go. I'm done.
It's not the John Young show.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Just taking it over.
Don't exile me, please.
We did that last week, and I think people panicked and had a little bit of a little anxiety attack. The comments were hilarious watching it back, as people would watch and they'd say, "What did he do? Where is he? I'm not watching if John's not doing this." And then I had to reassure people.
That, guys. It made me feel really good. If nobody said anything, I would have felt really bad.
Well, that's why I kicked you out, John. I knew that was going to happen. And I know you had been having a down week. So, you know, we kick you out. We go deep into it.
To build me back up.
So on the agenda today, we got, we'll go through some viewer comments here in a second. Walk through the 24.3, everything that's going on with that. Kind of wrap up the open. We'll move blind rankings up a little bit. So they're back after last week. I'm taking a little break for the keep five, drop five, or cut five. And then we'll talk about some open drama, some of the storylines that are going on that, and we'll finish with some new betting with the boys. Before we get into that, we got some breaking news for the show. There is now a live call-in number. So
woo!
If you want to chime in, there it is right there at the bottom, scrolling down there. Live call-in number, call in, give your 2 cents, and then we'll react. So,
can I save that number?
If you want.
Okay.
I don't think it'll change unless somebody keeps spamming me.
If y'all want this smoke, go ahead and call it.
So John will take you down. So
better have something to say, though. Don't just call and waste time with the show.
That's what they do on Stephon's show. So
we're not Stephon's show. Listen, this is superficial TMZ CrossFit material right here. Okay. That's we're not right. Stephon's 89th parallel bag of weed show. Okay?
That was the best show. Darn
or Dave Casper joining and being just railroaded by a caller that couldn't drop it. But he dropped a lot of money, so that's fair. I would have a guy on the phone for half an hour if he dropped several hundred dollars. So feel free to do that. All right. Viewer comments. So we're going to make John feel good about himself. Keep that going. At Craig Pasley, Craig, I stand with John. He's an important analyst in CrossFit. We love you, John. At Augustus Link, I was about to boycott until John Young came back.
So. That's funny because that guy's been bad mouthing my 24.3 video this whole time. So I appreciate you, Augustus. I love and hate
leave me alone,
I guess.
At Ian Marcin. Ian A. Marcin, I think. 100% go for RX if you can do the initial movement. After trying dubs for 10 years, I finally got some in 24.3.
Yeah.
Nice. So
that's why you do RX. Because I guarantee Ian could probably do single unders all day. But the double unders, but under pressure, got him. So, congratulations. And one more for our Oceania, or is it Oceania? Is that how Chase says it? Oceania?
Chase says it Oceania.
Oceania?
He makes it like a six-syllable word.
Maybe go with the program. It doesn't have so many Australian listeners, but Oceania.
Yeah.
At Kathy Stan, I guarantee that nobody in Oceania gives a rat's arse about Seth Rollins and Jocko. It was definitely a big miss.
You would think wrestling would be big in Australia.
It does feel like a wrestling. You look at their American Gladiators, it's best wrestling right there.
Yeah.
Or American Gladiators, Australian Gladiators. I can't believe I just said American Gladiators. Australia.
You know,
whatever they're called.
They feel like, you know, the WWE feels like it has a bunch of fans in Texas, and Australia feels like Texas, country with a twang with spiders. So,
yeah. Yeah. So those are the comments for this week. Draw your dagger. What's the least amount I could pay to be on the phone? So call-ins are free, but depends on how long you want to stay on is the bigger question.
That'd be wrestling. Cool if you could.
Wrestling is big in Australia. Just did a pay-per-view thing. I don't know. Do you agree with Barry here? Jocko was pre-recorded.
I mean, that's a fact. What do you mean? Or do I agree with it?
What's that, John?
I said the event was pre-released. So it's just everything was going before.
Everybody knew what was going on. Going to the 24.3 recap. First, I guess, how did you guys do on it, Tyler?
It's my best one. I got one muscle up into the last round. And looking back at my video, I just didn't want to finish. Like, I was trying to find reasons not to finish that workout, and it makes me mad, but it's fine. I knew I was going to do pretty well at that workout. Thrusters and anything gymnastics is going to be decent for me. So I was happy to do it. This is the best workout by far. I've been told that I came out a little hot, but
what was your time on the first five?
4:52.
That's moving
pretty hot. Did you think about redoing it?
No.
Not a chance.
No. I knew I was going to make 75th percentile or whatever, so.
John?
My first attempt, I was two muscle ups from finishing. I did not want to redo it. I had every thought in my head that I was only going to do it once, but it left a really bad taste in my mouth that I was just two reps from finishing, so. So I redid it, came out a little bit. I think I was way too conservative in the beginning. Came out a little bit hotter, just shortened the range of motion. A lot of my thrusters. That's what made the big difference there. It was a joke, but it came out hotter in the first part, and then I finished with 6 seconds left. I had 14:54. So
nice.
Again, it was my best event too.
Hey John, I think you are your internet is really slow.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you're starting to lag.
You want me to come out and come back?
Yeah, come on out and come back.
All right.
I was 24.3. It did not go well for me. Surprisingly,
what happened?
When your knee is not doing so well and you avoid doing a whole lot of squatting and you just haven't done a whole lot of chest to bar pull ups, surprisingly, you're not very good at it when it gets to it. So I got 100. I got 105 reps. Not very happy with it. Enough to make it into old man masters quarterfinals. So I'm cool with that. I have no interest in trying to redo it. It was, I'll take 0.1 and 0.2 all day long.
I figured you might say
Uh-oh.
We got a call-in?
We got a caller. We have a caller. Caller, hello.
Let's test this thing out. It works.
There it is. Travis from Vindicate. Small team right here.
What's up, guys? Small team.
It's going
on. So I'm hearing my back.
Don't do that.
Like in my headphones.
Let's see.
And I have the show paused.
Oh, so you didn't pull the radio. You're not doing the radio thing. So that's good.
Correct. So it's literally like delayed by 2 seconds.
That's weird.
Oh, now I don't hear it. Can you hear me now?
Is that better?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't hear it now.
There we go.
Awesome.
Nice.
So what's going on?
To bring this up, because you had posted the Brooke Wells deal about not being able to continue. And I've mentioned this on a few thoughts. I wanted to get your guys' take because I haven't gotten any response other than a few minutes. And I actually commented on Dave's video about it too. Should there be an elite division for the Open to make, like when you register for the Open, there's your regular division and there's an elite division for the people that are trying to go to the games, because Open does not matter for these elites. If they walk in the park, it's nothing. Should there be more of a competition for the Open for them? to, because you're moving on in a competition, but you don't even have to half-ass it. On.
Spin, you go first.
I don't know what, I mean, we're just adding a second virtual, like, what would it be different about doing a competitive division? Like, would the workouts be different?
If you register, no, it would be the same workouts, but you're actually competing against competitive people to move on. So there would be a sense of that division that would get to move on, basically. You're actually having to compete to get your spot versus we're going to take 25% or whatever it is of all the ball. And you can just easily weigh in there and not even do half the workout. I mean, it just seems like they have put very little effort in to move on.
Tyler? So, because the answer for them is quarterfinals. That is their new open. But the question I think you're really trying to answer is, what's the open for now? Right? Like, if you have these pros in and you have the normal people in, but it doesn't matter for the pros, then what's the open for? Especially for them, because it's just a bad look if they're like, I didn't really care and I didn't really try.
Which most of them are that way.
Yeah, it was the top 10 that really tried.
But they're not competing to get in. Yeah, exactly. Like Colton's in there busting his ass and winning and getting first and second. And he qualifies, but he could have just half-assed it and all gone. I had somebody say that it would put too much strain on them. It would be too hard because they're peaking for the open. Like, these are the most elite people in the world, and they can't do three workouts over a period that is somewhat of a competition.
I mean, I think when you think about, I think Jason said it on Taylor versus the World, like, he used it as a test of how fast, like, how hard could he burn it down in a competition by going alongside Taylor. I think if he had done 24.2 at Crash by himself, he may have gotten the same score, but he wouldn't have gotten the same amount out of it. So I think these guys use it as kind of a test of trying different things or pushing to the limit to some degree. And some of them may burn out. Like, Ariel went out too hot in 24.3. I just don't know. Like,
well,
I think if you're going to say, like, make them pay $50 to go do the open to be able to advance to quarterfinals, I don't know what that really gets us.
So say you're right, Travis. We give them pro cards. You all have competed in some capacity. You don't have to qualify for quarterfinals. You just get auto selected into quarterfinals. What do you think about the open now? It has no elite athletes in it besides the one who are just going to do it because they love the open. What does that look like? Does that look better or worse than them not trying?
I don't know. I haven't figured out really what the open's doing anymore.
Oh, I asked the group. I've asked the guy. You can ask these guys right here. I've asked the group at least four times this year, what is the open for? No one can give me an answer.
With the way it's going now, it's been said many times that with allowing so-and-so, you know, this percentage of people to move on, it's money. Because now I got to pay to get to the next round or to compete in the next round. That's the only move.
I think if you have a separate division with the elites, then it defeats the community a little bit. Like, the open is supposed to be about the community. I know everybody gets to do the workouts now and it's super accessible, but there's something about you doing the same workout that Jeffrey Adler is doing, or you're doing the same workout that Tia is doing. For instance, you know, Tyler beat Tia Toomey and Brooke Wells in 24.3. He will forever have that in his cap. But I know for the elites, and I mean, quite frankly, not even like I would say people at my level, like the Open is kind of dumb. Like you just get through it to get through it. There are people that are not even close to fitness that will be better than you in the Open. But then once you get to the real deal, they can't do half of the workouts. But I think we just have to accept that and be okay with it. And then it's more about the community. And if you have an elite division, it takes away from the community. And I don't like that at all. I would rather just accept that the Open is going to be super soft now. And then quarterfinals, hopefully it's not.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like, I think there is something to it to be doing the same workout that Colton does, or being like in the same being in the same division, right? Like, even if he's just going through it, if anybody's going through it, like it's just kind like of
when
part
it takes
of
somebody. Game. It takes somebody 14 minutes to do the first workout, and they're really proud of themselves that they finished under the time cap. It was really hard, and they were breathing heavy the whole time, and they finished under the time cap. And then you see Colton does it in 5:19. Like, it's not that Colton beat you by so much, but it's almost like a respect thing. Like, how the freak does that guy do that? He is amazing, right? It like puts it into perspective a little bit. I don't think people understand how awesome some of these athletes are. And it puts it into perspective when you're really proud of yourself. And then you see them do something like that. And you don't get that if you change it.
Yeah. Well, no, I agree. You would, it's cool to see that competition and having the elites have a division, it would still be those same workouts. You're just, it's a matter of someone like Tia, not to badmouth them, someone like Tia or someone like Brooke who don't even say get to the muscle ups and yet they're still moving on.
Well, I don't want the, if you do that, I don't want these three workouts for the elite to be the deciding factor of who moves on to the next level. Right. Like they're
but
not,
again, that's
they're
why the not, super on.
Yeah.
Right. That it, it's, and I see the Open now as more of a community event to draw and bring your CrossFit gym together. And for us to kind of all start around the circle of the season and rally behind that versus an actual competition stage. Like, I thought the workouts were good for the community. I thought they were good for everybody that's doing them. And the elites that want to, they could test it out and they could go hard. If they don't want to, fine. They have a month until.
So again, the Open doesn't. The Open, and Kotler just said it, ultimately the Open should have nothing to do with the season for elites. Correct. It doesn't matter. You're moving on to the next stage with barely any work in.
Yeah.
If we can move on. Yeah. We spent a lot of time.
Thank you.
That.
And thank
it doesn't.
For,
like what Justin's, it's what Justin's saying up. Here. Yeah, thank you, Travis, for the call. I appreciate
yeah, thank you.
Thanks, first Travis. Caller ever on the we'll barbell spin. Yeah.
Love
thank
you
for the shirts.
There you go. Later.
These would be too complicated. They have a small team. Anyway, what Kotler is saying here, it doesn't. It really doesn't. I mean, for the five people that get money at the end, it does. But everybody else, it's just here.
But Justin, maybe all the analysts should stop saying the Open doesn't matter. Us not saying it doesn't make it true. Yeah, well. He's also
he's
an
coach.
Analyst.
He's not an analyst.
He frequents shows.
That's I don't count talking about fitness as an analyst.
Oh, no. John, you're so far behind.
Yeah, you're falling behind again.
Oh, my gosh. I'll here. All right. Well, here, keep talking about 24.3. Hey, talk about hey, Rebecca Fuseli's thrusters, and I'm going to
go into your settings real quick. Go into your settings and make sure that you don't have the, like, smoothing on to make yourself look a little prettier. Grunler did that once and had to fix it.
Is that why he goes black all the time?
Yeah, his internet would like cut out because you're the processor
called
it's so much data. smoothing or something like that.
Get on the settings, and in the camera, it says touch up my appearance on the camera tab.
I don't have that. Okay. On.
Maybe just reboot then. Because you were.
Okay.
Bye, John.
I'll be back.
You're rebooted. You'll be back eventually. Hopefully. All right. We'll take a look at the leaderboard while John is working to fix that. Rebecca Fusilier, 753 or 752. Mirjam von Rohr, a first and a second.
Like that, those are two very different tests to be good at, especially with the hip. I mean, I don't know how much does Miss von Rohr weigh. Is she Dutch?
She's 22.
She's 22. Switzerland. So
I'm going to say she's on the shorter end.
Yeah, I just don't know that that is that heavy for the women, and maybe it won't slow them down as much as 135 does for the men. I say that like 135 is heavy. It's not that heavy, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Lori Winkleman, she is built like a Colton.
Okay.
Which they both got first and second in the same workouts. It'll be interesting to see if she can continue that on in quarterfinals when it gets to be more CrossFit-y. But Annika Greer, third. Kara Saunders, Danielle Brandon.
Dude, Kara blows my mind. Like, yeah. I guess she's sort of built for the Open, and like she's always sort of been good at the Open, but like she's getting along there, and she's had two kids now.
Yeah.
Like,
and she admits that she's not like she's not working out crazy, like whatever, hour a day, hour and a half a day, that's it.
She's the last left, like, to me, because she fits in that class of like, I know she's younger athlete than what's his face from Finland? Miko? You know what I'm talking about. Miko, yeah. But she's like the last of that breed left.
Yeah.
That class. Anyway.
Laura Horvath, good seventh Pretty place. Decent. Julia Hannaford, which you had her on the show on Saturday night.
Yeah.
She's one to watch for coming out of Oceania.
Dude, Oceania just looks stouter and stouter at all times now.
Yeah,
we'll, is stouter we'll talk, a word?
It is now. It is now. We'll talk about that in the betting with the boys. I got a little Oceania bet for you guys to consider. Maddie Sturt. I mean, it's a lot of names that you would have kind of expected. I think this is kind of the first, I guess maybe, prequel to the quarterfinals. Like this was the first one where you could say, I think who did well on this has a better chance of doing well in quarterfinals. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the men's side, Yona, 803.
Dude, Yona is...
Mertens and Scott Tetlow, the twins.
Oh, whoops.
Luka Vunjak. Austin Hatfield.
Yeah, not surprising.
All of them are on video.
You know he's legit.
How about Noah Olsen? Going team.
Fifth.
Says it does not matter. He goes and does the workout immediately after the announcement, and then he goes and takes fifth, earns some cash potentially.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I love it for him. I mean, why wouldn't you? He has the fitness. I mean, for him, it's in reserves at this point. The Open has always been great for him. So, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. Even if he were like, he always. You can tell he always puts effort in. It doesn't matter like if he really wants to try or not. He's still going to try really hard.
Right.
I don't think he's ever going to be somebody who coasts.
No. And I think these workouts kind of suited him as well. Victor Hoffer, 21st. And then
Pete.
John Young's Peter Ellis.
It's
286th.
It's not bad.
It was all from workout two, which if he's going to get 851 reps, I'm going to say his reps were probably cleaner than some of the people above him. Just going out on a limb.
Not going to name names, but.
I would say out of the 1,599 people above him, there's a high probability that some deadlifts were not stood up and people got off the rower a second or two early.
Yeah.
John, would you agree that the 24.3 was probably the best indicator of quarterfinals out of these three?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think it's the only one.
There's only three, but yes. We were talking about Mirjam Van Roor, who got a first and a second in the open. Do you think she has any chance?
No.
In quarterfinals?
None.
She's one of those flash in the pan, does well in the open, that's it.
Open athletes.
Yep.
Jay Crouch. Redid it. Him. Third
overall.
I personally think that the open, you can make statements in the open, but other than that, it means nothing for any of the elite people. And maybe Mirjam Van Roor is a thing coming. The open still doesn't mean anything. There are three workouts when only one workout has any type of aspiration at all. Right. I think Angelo DiCicco said this in one of Rich's podcasts, like Sam beat him by 5 seconds in the first one and he beat Sam by 10 seconds in the third one.
Yeah.
And the 5 seconds in that first workout was 200 spots and the 10 seconds was like 20 spots in the third one. And that's because there's no separation. And when there's no separation, everybody can just go as hard as they can. You can make statements.
That's a good bet.
It is a pretty good one. Here, I'll tell you this. I'm willing to bet I could beat Van Roor at more workouts than she beats me at quarterfinals, but the one she beats me will be significantly.
She goes smoke them.
There will be a significant gap in the ones that she beats me. Is that fair to say? I believe that wholeheartedly.
So if you're talking about scoring it, if we had to score it 1-1, we're not going to score it like Z score. Yeah. We got to score it like score wins.
Who wins the most workouts? Yeah, yeah.
I guess probably five. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'd be inclined to put that in the app.
Listen, it'd be closer than y'all think. I'm telling you. Like,
well, I was talking to somebody about quarterfinals today because they were asking, like, how is this going to work with, you know, again, people. I think she said two women in her gym made it to quarterfinals and can, like, I can't remember what lift it was, but it was like 130 pounds, like clean 130 or snatch or 130, and they couldn't even do that. And I think there's going to be a gated workout, a ladder workout, a one rep max, some type of skill base, and then some engine base, right? Like kind of all five. And so, like,
and I just need three of them.
And so the gated again always has a lot of metabolic in there, right? Like whether it's a lot of toes to bar before you can get to the heavy bar. The ladder will have the same type of thing. The one rep max, John's got that one, I think. Engine, John loses. Skills, depends on what they are, but I think she probably will lose that. So
probably
John needs to win those first three that I listed off, and then he can give up those other two.
There's like a power output sprint one, like row 30 cals, 20 burpee box jump overs, 10 snatches. With 185, and like,
well, that's where they're like, you'll see what the kind of workout they do. Because if they do 185, how many of the top 25% could do something like that?
five.
Right. And that's the question of how many, like what they do. And that brings me up to Kiefer's comment. Tyler, you were on there. You're on around the whiteboard this afternoon.
Did your much better this time.
Your performance was okay.
I lost it in the end.
Yeah, if that's what you want to say. Nobody had a good answer at the end about.
Yeah, it was it was just difficult.
That was bad.
I didn't get to see hold on. My dog's going crazy. I gotta let him out. I'll be right back.
It's a good thing we don't pay John for this show.
Yeah, go back, watch around the whiteboard. Tyler Kiefer from Underdogs, and who was the third? Drawing a blank.
What's his face? Haley's coach.
Murillo.
Yeah, Murillo.
Josh.
Murillo.
Jonathan Ortega could not close it.
I felt like my first two answers were good, and I had this whole bit prepped, but Peter changed the question on me, and it made the bit weird, and it wasn't going to hit the same, and so I just abandoned the bit.
Is that the first question?
No, it was the last one. Think my first question answer was good? I thought it was good.
No, that was – I thought you lost it right there.
I thought anyway, it was the last one. The last one. Well, it sort of was a non-answer.
Yeah. So really,
we got the
y'all hear that voice?
The aliens from Signs are in the.
I hear it too.
Wonder if there you get feedback. There it goes.
There we go.
What was the last question?
The last question was about the
Emily Claw and Tudor Magda situation that we were able to break last week. About Tudor getting penalized for having a video, and then Emily Claw not having a video but retaining first place.
Okay.
And so Tyler he just kind of fumbled around for a minute and
had a chance.
Kiefer was just, it's fine, and didn't get there.
Well, I think Emily Claw skipped around without knowing it, and I think I just wish one time Tudor would do something in live competition that he can do online. That's all I'm going to say. One time. Other than handstand walk and freaking lift, I wish he was as fit as he was online.
There's a lot
starting to be a pattern.
That's all I'm doing anymore is handstand walks and lifts.
Yeah, the tapping sound, it was the Bluetooth, so I had to turn the audio down. And then whenever somebody calls in, we'll pick it back up. I guess, anything on this leaderboard that's worth talking about? I mean, again, like it is the Open. They just have to get through.
I'm with
John. Do you want to say Austin Hatfield has two top tens? Just saying. Just throwing that out there.
Sounds like it doesn't mean anything unless it proves something I want it to prove, and then it means everything. No.
It still doesn't mean anything. But it is like a checklist, kind of like the NFL Combine. Like, you know, there's a guy you think is really fast, and then he runs a 4.3. Check. It's just checking what you already thought.
I'm happy to see that he got ninth in 24.3. Like again, that if I'm going to look at anything and say that shows you have some potential in quarterfinals and possibly semifinals, it's that one.
Yeah. Like
if you can do burpees over a dumbbell fast, that's fine. But that's not going to translate, in my opinion, to any of the future. And then, of course, we got to give John another chance. First place, unofficially right now, Grace Walton. It sounds like what Kiefer said, that they've asked the top 10 athletes for their videos to validate.
Grace Walton's a bad girl, man.
Dude, she moves clean too, which is
she
crazy.
She is coming. And she's a good swimmer. I just think she's got home run hits. Like if you
can't swim in Texas.
Yeah,
they have swimming pools. We're fine. Okay, Just put him in the Rio Grande. Grande. The Rio Grande River. That'd be cool.
Zane knows.
Bad.
Zane. Bad girl.
Okay, that comes off a little bit different when you say it, Zane. I'm sorry. It just, I just feel like it means a little bit of a different thing. But, you know, you go get it.
Glee, any major standout positive or concerns on the leaderboard?
It's hard to say concerns when you have Tia and Brooke just kind of put it in. I mean, it's like nothing means anything as far as that goes. Like positive is just like, okay, you know, Gracie did probably better than any of us expected. Would you have said she
still doesn't
got first?
Mean a lot? Still does not mean a lot, but it is a big check on the checklist, is all I'm
saying. To me, it means, I think winning still means something.
I don't. But go ahead.
The people who were nice going to try tried.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think it came
three
down.
Workouts.
There were definitely, if you were in the top 10, you definitely were trying pretty hard that last workout. Like Dallin redid it, Ariel redid it. I think Annika redid it to make sure that her reps were clean. Colton redid it, even though he had probably a top five score. He was just hoping to kind of get lucky after getting screwed in the second workout.
Ariel's doing all three of them again this evening.
The top three women in the entire world have never made the games. One is a high rocks athlete. The other, I think, is going to be something. And then three is always is Tyler Christoffel in the girl version. Right, always Ariel. Just a little bit short.
She quits before she submits her score.
Annika. No, I thought you were talking about Ariel. I was like, never, ever.
No, Tyler. No. But I'm saying top three in the whole wide world have never made the games.
Yeah, right.
That showed that that's it's not. It doesn't matter.
But we've always known that Annika has the capacity,
not to be a top games athlete.
I never said top games athlete. I was just talking about making it to the games and having a decent showing.
Okay, if Tyler Christoffel won the Open, would you think he's going to be great?
Never.
No, you wouldn't. It would mean nothing to you. It would. You would say no. Because there's nothing. He's still going
to get
to
semifinals. That's what he'll find some way to quit.
He'll quit his last lunge
Tyler,
on the semifinals.
I'm on your side. I never thought you'd quit, Tyler. I think you got blown up. He's you're better than Jake Berman. That's all I know, Tyler.
What does Rich say? I don't know if you'll ever make the games. I bet Rich agrees with me.
But you're better than Jake Berman. Training think tank. Freaking Julia Blazowska is seventh place in the world. And listen, yeah, Julia Blazowska might be an amazing woman. I'm sorry, Julia. You can't compare to top tier games people.
So she's been to semifinals the last 3 years.
I would dang hope so. She's seventh in the freaking world, Brian.
In 22, she was 40th in the Open 2 years ago. And she finished 20th in the strength and depth out of 30.
Seventh in the world. You're going to tell me it matters?
It matters.
That's the response to that.
There you go. It matters.
It matters to a degree. I mean, it doesn't matter as much as quarterfinals. It doesn't matter. But it shows me that you're something. It's not a statement that you're nothing. Definitely more than that.
Yeah, but over the years, though, it's the Open. We want to say that the Open translates into your performance, right? Like,
I've never said that.
Frazier,
you want to say that? Frazier,
no. I think Dave said that in the past, right? Like, he's like, well,
Dave's
see,
wrong.
Look at the Open. Frazier wins it. I think, Adler won it. Like, you see the guys at the top, they make it to the game. It's more of they're just that good. Like, look at it the opposite way, right? Like, they're so good because they can win the games, but they can also do well in the Open. It's not because you do well at the Open that you can win the games or do well at the games. Like,
right.
It's so different that there are going to be anomalies. There's going to be those kind of niche athletes that can kind of slide in there and do well and then eventually get phased out.
But I tend to lean, like, how much can we use this to guess about quarterfinals, semifinals? It's like almost none. Zero. I think besides Gracie, probably almost zero.
Like it's Yonikoski's impressive, but like,
yeah,
it will not influence how I feel about him at the games at all. Like Austin Hatfield, it's a checklist. You know, William Leahy, you see where he's at. Like, it's a checklist. Like, mm-hmm. There's people where you're like, oh, okay, like, they're as good as I thought they were, right? But, like, it still doesn't make them higher at all. It's just if they placed really, really low, it's a thought. It's a seed. It's a seed in your head that could grow. You know what I mean? Quarterfinals, they barely make it into semifinals. So then I'm probably not picking them as high as I thought. Right. But quarterfinals, if like they're like top 10 and they were top 10 in the open, that seed just keeps on growing. Right. But the open is the least amount of water on that seed.
Yep.
I missed
a phone call earlier. So if you called from a 707, feel free to call back and I'll pick it up this time.
Pool boy, elaborate, because I don't know what you mean.
I think he's talking about quarterfinals. Right. What does the programming look like in that regard? So
he thinks it's gonna be watered down because we allowed so many people in.
Well, maybe. It can't be.
It needs to not be, that's for sure. I think that's the open. All right, here we go. Ready for some blind rankings?
Let's do it.
All right.
Oh no, I'll be right back.
No, you don't. You don't need to come back. He's going to get
his blindfold.
All right. Where's he going?
He's getting his blindfold.
So he's extra double blind. There he is.
There he is.
His Manta sleep mask.
Got to go get.
We can't get our man pad.
Yeah, you'll get a discount code in 2 weeks. So
I have been using this, and I enjoy it.
All right, blind rankings, it's back. This week, your 2024 Open favorites. So these are specific items from this year's Open, and you're going to rank how much you enjoyed these.
Okay, before you start, John, what's the best thing about this Open? We have to agree on first. Spin's going to screw us somehow.
The last workout.
Okay.
Unless it's movement by movement, then it's a little different, right?
Muscle ups.
Let's see what you guys think. Here we go.
All right.
The 24.3 leak. How much did you enjoy?
I'm a big fan of this because it's kind of like us breaking it. You know, we are involved in this, right? I know it's not we didn't leak it, hell, but like the people know because of us, right?
Nick texted to me. It's not like I had some kind of super in on it. Wad Zombie was like, "Hey, have you seen this?" And I was like, "No."
And Tyler's like, "Yeah, I'm the one who leaked it, man. I got the inside." But you know what I mean? I'm not against this. I'll say 3. I know it broke Dave's heart, and for that, I'm sorry, Dave, that it broke your heart. But I'm going to say 3 because it was fun for us.
Lee, yeah, I'll go. I wanted to say 3. I agree. It was fun. What to me, the funnest thing about it, the most fun thing about it was people saying, I can't – the media needs to stop sharing this.
Yeah.
What? Dude, it's out there, man. We're TMZ. Okay. TMZ.
Yeah, we are TMZ.
We are the TMZ style CrossFit.
Somebody in the comments. Oh, it's my mom. It's my mom. Hello, mom. Taylor versus the world. That's probably the best thing in the Open. I agree with
you. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Young.
So I was at the Nashville. I was in CrossFit Proven for the Open announcement, and they let us in. I got in 15 minutes before the rest of the group, so I actually had a front row. But they let everybody in their general admission 45 minutes before the start of the show, and they literally just sat there. We all just stood around with no music, nothing going on, not even on the TV.
Not even a little music? God.
No, we were just staring at each other and, you know, chatting.
The community.
All of a sudden, I look at my phone and I see it in our group that I saw the screenshot. I open my Instagram and I have, I don't know how many messages from others. I've been watching the live stream where it popped up.
Faithful patrons.
And so I do the post, you know, standing right there, and I'm looking around, and this woman next to me, all of a sudden she sees Hiller's story, and I see her sharing it. And somebody had like messaged, like, are people like talking about it? I could tell that they really weren't. But then all of a sudden, like, you'd start seeing
people look down at their
phone and talk, like, look. And so it was slowly getting around the area.
Probably nobody went to Dave.
You know, that 30 minutes prior, it started to circle around. So, yep. All right. 24.3 leak. Next one. Castro's hints. Did you like the mushroom? The chicken leg?
No, I'm anti hint. I know a lot of people have a lot of fun with it, but they never make any sense. And I get its talk and it hypes it up, but like, I just think it's stupid. Like Tyler, you can go ahead and have your piece, but for me, this one's five.
I'm gonna go one. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Thank you.
He's getting ready to fight. I like four.
Come on, now.
Four or five on this. Honestly, I usually like Castro's hints, but this year they just didn't pop off the same. But I don't know. And maybe it's because I was less invested in the.
I thought the hints were actually more talked about than prior years.
Listeners, what do we think? Four or five?
There's a lot of fives.
I think we hear a lot of fives.
Okay. All right. Five.
All right. Next one.
I like what we got going on right now. We got a lot of.
Emily Claus, no video.
Four? I mean, it should be five, right?
Well, do you go with Chase's take that this is like one of the most important precedents that's ever been set?
Yes, because what's stopping me from just saying I was 7:30 in the last workout? I just don't have a video.
That was my question.
Remember that.
What if John posted a 7:30 and said, I don't have a video? I won the
open. But I did it, and this judge said I did it.
Yeah.
What does your athlete bio look like? Do you think they put like unofficial open winner?
maybe. I think it's official. I mean, she is the official.
No, I think it's official.
24.2 winner.
I think it has to be four because it should be five. It's just it's a bad deal.
It just of all like because they get say on all of this stuff, right? And they make some wild calls and just be like, yeah, we're CrossFit. We can say what we want. And if this one, to not pull that trigger, seems so strange. Or I guess they pulled the trigger. We just didn't, get the answer we wanted.
She redid it and only got 9 rounds, right? Instead of 10, right. Like a whole round short. Like just use that as her score. Be like, well, this is the video that you have. Yeah, that's going to be your 90 score. Reps. It means nothing, right? Like, I don't know why you don't just do that.
I would say four on this. So,
my opinion, Tyler, and this is where I thought you lost it and around the whiteboard. There's a clause in the rule book that says that they can make adjustments to maintain the integrity of the sport, of the competition. If you're just going to let anybody post it and then have no video backup, like Tudor, if you're going to trust the affiliates, you should trust that they saw his hips opening up, standing at the top of the rep.
That's true. I mean, you know, like the talk around some of the TTT camp was like a couple of years ago. It's like, don't even worry about having a judge because they get to do the rule the way they want to. And now we're going to say, well, you know, but if you're wanting to incentivize the community that they have pull over the open, you cannot trample on that. So
this, to me, if you want to be in the top 100 or something like that, like videos are required.
Yeah, 100%.
Like if you're in the community, fine, you don't need to do it. But if you want to
have one, you have 24 hours to redo it.
Right. Like you got to publish it. asymmetric ears. Pick a random video on the leaderboard. Chances are the movement will not meet standard.
I have more faith in the community than that.
Do you? Yeah. At least from the at least in the elite level, I think I might agree with.
Good luck. Good luck finding videos.
Fair. The next one. You guys are betting on 1 and 2.
I know. You've given us crappy stuff, man.
Well, maybe it gets better. Maybe it gets better.
Come on, John. Get it together. More pep. Damn it. I told you he was going to screw us. And here we go.
Brian. I mean, okay. 2. like I'm not going to put that in 1.
I mean, I have to agree.
Brian, I'm mad at you right now. If this isn't Taylor versus the world, then you're a dick, bro. Because, like, this has to make sense. You can't just give us 5 crappy things and say, put them as your favorites. Like,
rewind 5 man. Minutes ago.
All right.
Five
what?
Minutes ago, John was like, I like where we're at right now.
That's so true, Tyler.
Outside of Taylor versus the world, what is something you really liked about this
show? That means it wasn't Taylor versus the world. That means he doesn't have it. I don't know.
They better be
pissed off right now. I don't even.
Is there anything that you like more than Castro's hints from this year's Open?
Taylor staring down the camera. Iron Hog being a moniker that's a thing now.
Yeah. Pretty much anything with Taylor. I feel like Taylor.
The dog.
I feel like Taylor is the biggest winner of this Open, bar none. Off of
the dog trampling everything. Seth Rollins rope.
What about the announcements, Seth Rollins? All that better than Dave Castro's hints?
Nope, that would be the worst thing that would come up right now. If it's Seth Rollins' announcement, then I might leave the show. That's how mad I'm going to be.
On this lineup, though, I would not say Seth Rollins. I would say Seth Rollins is number one, for real.
Based on this list?
Honestly,
based on this list,
if it's Seth Rollins, I think the leak is the number one thing.
Let's see it.
All right, here we go. Taylor versus the world.
Thank God.
he typed that as we were talking. That was not what it was. And he backspace, and typed that while we were talking.
Oh.
All right, it's not bad. I'm not mad at the list. 4 bad things and 1 great thing.
Yeah, I think this is the best this list could be.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it, especially from a 2 blind
I think
guys.
I would put the claw no videos at 3 and switch that with the leak, and then we're good.
Nah, the claw is no video. I love how we call her the claw. Like it's Toy Story. The claw. Like I feel like that's 5, man. That's a terrible, terrible thing that CrossFit's done.
Yeah, but it caused some fun.
The claw.
I think from my perspective, claws.
No, you have to say the claw, bro.
Claws. The issue with the claw no video is I think it forces CrossFit to think about what like how this all works and like what how do they, again, go back to maintain the integrity of what they're trying to do? And for all that is about community and what the Open is for the 300,000 people that did this, you still have prize money on the line for the top 5 overall and the winner each week. I think you still need to do something to maintain that. And I go back to what like Kiefer said, like they've asked for videos of the top 10 athletes that finished in the Open. In my opinion, that's not enough if you really want to find the top person, because like if somebody finished, you know, 30th in a workout, what happens to number 11 through 29 in that workout?
Doesn't matter.
And so it goes back to what happened to Tudor. And that is Tudor showed a video and then he ends up losing 20% of his reps, justifiably so. But there's a lot of people that now he's behind that also probably had reps that were probably pretty similar to what he had.
True.
And so how do you justify that? How do you, like, just because he was going to go for the $2,000, like, Hiller showed it. Like, every video that we saw out there, 90% of them had bad reps on deadlifts. So how do you go and bomb Tudor for that? It's not going to matter. He's still going to make it to the quarterfinals, but that's a pretty serious penalty just because he was going for it, where he could have been in third place, had the same reps, and nobody's going to see it. So I think, if anything, the claw is going to help CrossFit rethink how they manage those situations going forward. It needs to.
I agree. Yeah, it was good. Good stress.
Meme for time. Anyone wanting to make quarterfinals should have their own leaderboard. I want to make quarterfinals.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like a lot of people who didn't make quarterfinals wanted to make quarterfinals.
And I don't know how many.
Go ahead.
I think, was it Don Fall that brought it up about this months ago on one of the podcasts? Like, by increasing it to the top 25%, like, it does bring in more people into the mix of trying to qualify for it. Right? Like, there were people that sat there in 74th percentile that actually cared.
There's a guy from my gym that was 74th percentile, and I felt so bad for him. And he was very upset by it. And right. Like, he did the first workout very, very poorly. Like, we had paced out what, like, 12 minutes would be, and he just came out hot like a hurricane, and then exploded. And that workout alone is the reason he didn't make it. And he didn't care. He didn't think anything about it until that 74th percentile showed up.
Right. You're going to be close, you always got to redo.
So from that standpoint, I think it did. More people were invested in it later on. Like, you know, if you're 75th percentile going into the final week, you know, last year you just kind of did the workout. Now, oh, it'd be cool to make it. Like, I get that for you guys, it's kind of just an afterthought making the top 25%, but it does bring in others that can do that. So
is that really what I said? I said hot like a hurricane. Maybe. Did I say that?
We'll play it back. Play it back.
Man, sometimes I'm just talking, guys. I apologize. I don't know, not you.
No chance. Well, open drama. So we've already known Tia's wrist injury has been limiting her. I don't think we knew to what extent until she only does two rounds for 24.3. And we had no idea that Brooke was dealing with a torn labrum in her shoulder that she stops before she gets the muscle ups. My question to you guys is, like, how serious and how concerned should we be going into quarterfinals?
I think Tia, not that serious. It could develop into more serious, but, like, as of right now, not that serious. Brooke, very serious. If she's like, I don't feel confident to do a bar muscle up, it's 4 weeks away.
Yeah, right? 4 weeks.
4 weeks away, and then you're going to have to do, like, heavy snatches. You're going to have to do a lot of ring muscle ups. You're going to have to do wall facing handstand pushups. Like, there's going to be so much more stuff that you're going to have to do. And it's not, and, like, maybe she can do it, but if she's scared of it, like, it's top 40. Like, and that's hard. It's not just going to be an easy train to make semifinals. That's why Taylor's saying he doesn't want to compete, because there's certain things that he's not super confident in yet. And if they show up, he's not going to be super fast. So, like, that's, and then that alone, that one event will make you out of semifinals. So, like, for Brooke, I think very seriously. And then for Tia, I think Tia will be fine. I don't know the situation at all, but I think she'll be fine. I think if she wanted to, she could. She's just babying it. No, we're not a discredited because she has a baby.
Renata says that Brooke said she'll be fine for quarterfinals.
Well,
I believe it. If you don't she said it in the open.
It doesn't mean it's not going to happen just because she said she's good. She said she wouldn't break her elbow in 2021. What happened?
Oh, Roderick, from Mead for Time, Brooke can 100% do it. She came back from elbow surgery, had a book.
She is resilient.
Very.
Greatest comeback of all time, I've heard.
All time.
For those who don't know Meme for Time, go follow him if you don't. He's trying to get the 70,000. So
maybe he can make it before we do. Race is on, buddy.
He's perfectly capable. So like let me to she that got me. I didn't expect it to get me and it got me. She's perfectly capable of making quarterfinals, but as far as like level of concern or semifinals, but level of concern, it is really concerning that she's scared to do that or just doesn't feel comfortable to do bar muscle ups, which isn't like the most straining thing of all time. She's fit enough to. It's not a matter of her fitness.
Right. They both, if healthy, can make it. My concern is, what if there's a workout that's like, first of all, like how are ring muscle ups? Like those are going to be in quarterfinals.
They're going to be worse than bar muscle ups on a labrum, on a right. torn labrum.
It's like, what if there's ring muscle ups and handstand walks or like, I know she was doing the
God, I hope there's that
strict handstand push ups, but
Brian, you're making the same mistake again. This is not news, man. This is nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. Okay. Sorry.
Nothing.
No, I mean, like it is serious and it could go sideways really fast. Go ahead.
And with 25%, like if it starts out with ring muscle ups as the first movement and you end up taking, I mean, I don't know, 500th in a workout, 1,000th in a workout.
Unrecoverable.
Yeah, you can't make it up. Like it takes one workout that just does not work for you.
Different, and Sarah. She made it to the games without a muscle up. She didn't make it to semifinals. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, but that was a whole ring complex that she couldn't do with the weighted vest. So it's wildly different. Her making the games versus Brooke making semifinals.
Right. Like it's a different ballgame when you have that many people doing the workout. And so like with Tia, handstand pushups, handstand walking, I assume is probably the biggest issue for her. And all it takes is one workout to just, you know, bomb you out of the whole competition. So you don't have that. Like semifinals, there's only 60 athletes. They're all good. We saw people have bad performance. Like everybody had one bad performance except for a couple of them. And that's why Sydney could make it, is because she could come back from 58th or whatever place she was in.
And quite frankly, everybody got a little bit lucky with the other workouts too.
They were more in her wheelhouse and she did what she had to do. Like she did very well in the other five or six scored workouts. It was just that one.
This made me laugh.
Sarah Cooper, I watch almost the same amount of shows you're on, John. So she knows.
They're becoming smarter than you, John. this is a good point. So what if she doesn't make it? Does the world end? I'm actually interested to think about, if Brooke doesn't make it, what does that mean for her? Does she
another book?
Resilient part two.
Part two. The comeback from
Resilienter.
I don't know what. Ooh. I mean, that'd be 2 years.
That's so mean, but it's funny, man.
That'd be three out of the last 4 years.
Yep. She's not an athlete anymore.
Like, no, that's a lot of
Brooke, you're never fit. Was.
How? She's a
I'm just kidding. Yeah. You're a has-been.
So I think it's worth watching because I think it is a bigger issue. Like, a torn labrum is pretty serious. I don't know how severe the tear is, but again, if you're doing kipping chest to bar pull-ups at her level and just stopping from bar muscle-ups, which my guess is she probably could do it if she had to, and it was decided that she shouldn't do that. But again, if you're not at your full capacity or you get hurt while you're in the middle of the workout and can't finish it, how far does that drop you down the leaderboard and then you're done?
Yeah, I agree. And I just think it's not going to be a cakewalk to make semifinals if you're not fully confident in your body.
No, I think you have to be like making it to semifinals this year, especially in North America and Europe. No major mistakes at all.
To the Tia concern, I could literally, there's no way. I'm sorry. I think she'll kill herself before she doesn't make it.
For Willow.
The Tia won't make it to,
for Willow.
Make it to semifinals. Yeah,
she will kill herself for Willow.
it's just not a possibility in my head. I'm not considering that. There's no way it'll happen.
I agree with Tyler.
All right, it's just not real.
I like to think that, but I don't know. And of course, we do have Rebecca Fusile and her elbow gate. What do you guys make of this?
I think
Fusile.
What did you say?
There are a lot of comments on this on both sides. Like, she's not locking out. And people were saying, I have the same issue.
That reminds me of a scene from The Office. Here's to the troops, both sides. I'm with her on this. I think she explained it well. And like, I don't know, it could be a bad angle. I think there's more in her favor here than not.
Yeah, I mean, and if Hiller did a video like going through his workout and going through my workout too, of like the way angles make you look wildly different. And I think that she has bowed elbows, like she said on her Instagram. And I also think she's riding the line pretty hard. So like, if you pause it the way Hiller likes to do, then a lot of them are no reps. But in a lot, like when you're looking at it as a judge real time, you don't get that. You don't get that. Like, you don't get to pause it at the top of the reps. And,
yeah,
you know, in a competition, I bet she doesn't get a lot of no reps in a competition, like for these, even though by letter of the law, they're probably not good. So like, I'm fine with it, but I'm not near the rep Nazi that some people are. And
obviously, John.
Especially, we saw you on your front squats, John. You don't even do. You can't even stand up your front squats.
Listen.
Looks good to me.
listen. It's not my fault. I can move faster than y'all. Okay. No,
so fast. Our eyes can't even perceive it.
I think we all should strive to move better, and she's definitely riding the line.
Yeah,
but if her. By the precedent that what CrossFit has, like if they wanted to give her a penalty, I wouldn't be mad at it. And if they wanted to just say that her score was fine, I wouldn't be mad at it. It's like, for me, it's like they make the call and then I'm just going to ride with it. And I know some people care way more than I do about that. And that's fine. Everybody has their own prerogative. But for me, that would be the case. I'd have no problem if they penalized her. I have no problem if they don't penalize her. It's close enough. That's my opinion.
Well, at least she has video.
She does have that.
Yes. Much better than the claw.
How much accommodation should there be for limitations in, I don't know if you want to call it mobility or the ability, like just the physical ability to extend an elbow, a shoulder. Like, where do we draw the line in that? Right. Because like, yes, like she may not be physically able to extend that elbow any further, but should that matter?
It's funny. When do you qualify to be in like the adaptive division? Like how far until your elbow doesn't go? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I have, it's an interesting thought
because I have plenty of ankle injuries. I've broken my right ankle 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago. Like I don't
adaptive.
It's very difficult for me to get below parallel. Should I get a pass because I can show my ankle doesn't bend very well?
Yeah.
You show the lowest you go. Like, I mean, I think the rule when like the weight gets heavier and you slow down and like, or the last rep where you're the most locked out, like if you're able to do that, then you should do like wherever that looks like, every rep should look like that. No matter like what your.
But if I can't squat below parallel because of my ankles.
Well, if you can't squat below parallel, then your score really doesn't matter all that much anyway. You're not.
Yeah, but what it, I mean, like, what if he can compete to that standard, though? I know he can't, John, but we're playing hypothetical. What
about me? But let's say somebody else that's strong.
Well, there's a good correlate, or there's a good example of this. What's that old guy that Hiller's got beef with? Hip and Steel. He cannot move to standard. He can't.
That's fair. That's but I'm on Hiller's side on that. You have to be able to squat below parallel.
Yeah, but I mean, how much is that different from what she's doing here?
About 2 inches.
It's all the difference you need, baby.
I don't know the right answer. Like I know like masters athletes have gone out to the field and they've shown their judge like, hey, I can't lock out this elbow. It's been, you know, it's had surgery or my elbow or whatever. And that's what they use to judge a full lockout. I'm just questioning like, should that be the right way to do it? Like, should it be unfortunate for Rebecca because she had surgery? Like, you can't straighten your arms out. It's not
our fault.
Fully locked out.
Yeah.
Say
it's Adler, and Adler has some kind of crazy knee injury, and he can't go to parallel anymore, and he's going as deep as he can, but we're doing a back squat workout, and the cameras are on him because he's in first, and all of us are watching, and he's not going to depth. He's going as far as he can go. Like at some point, as CrossFit, you got to be like, "I'm Jeff. We can't let you go out.
It doesn't count.
We're gonna look like everybody's gonna look like fools." But right. You have to be able to standardize that.
Where that line is,
I mean, I don't know. Chandler's basically got that exact thing going on.
With what?
Chandler Smith, his squat, like because his ankles, he's got had like surgery on his ankles or broke his ankle or something, and like that's. And his form is trash because of it. And he can get down there. I don't know his specifics, so before somebody crucifies me, but Chandler's got a lot of stuff going on, and he looks like trash because of that stuff.
Well, he looks like trash, but he gets blood parallel. But I'm saying, like, what if you just couldn't?
Then you are not allowed to be at the CrossFit Games. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
You are the weakest.
So that was kind of my.
I don't know how you would begin to assess that spin. I mean, that's the constructive answer you're looking for. I mean, how do you do that? Like, we start getting into the exact problem that the adaptives deal with, where it's like, how do we assess, especially like, because the neurological divisions are so near and dear to me and my wife's heart.
Yeah.
How do you start to assess how someone is deficient in certain ways?
If
that's the main problem.
Yeah. Are you disabled enough to be in this division? And now they have three neuromuscular divisions. They have a minor, moderate, and just neuro. So
yeah.
Where do you fall on that scale? It depends probably where you end up finishing against your competitors.
I mean, at a certain point, like, I think there should be an assessment for like, hey, can you move to the standards that we care about? And if you can't, you might be really fit, but you just can't play. Not everybody gets to play.
Right. That was it. And that was kind of my question of that piece of it.
Hold on. Before we move on, I think, did Brandon Luckett end up first place in North America West?
He's high.
He was the last time I looked at it, but I didn't look at it. Once it's been finalized, I haven't looked at it.
Let me see.
He probably got no ripped. He moves.
But I think it's funny. Like the year I go, Brandon Luckett is barely fitter than me. He ends up first place.
He is in first place. Yes.
First place. North America.
124 points. Beat out Patrick Vellner by 15 and beat out Colton Mertens by 60.
Too bad. It doesn't mean anything.
Shout out to Brandon Luckett. Bring that energy to quarterfinals. Okay. If you can't even make a semifinal, I mean, are we even? Come on now. You're basically me. It's not. That's nothing. Please. All right. I'm just saying. Shout out to Brandon.
It's a spin show now. Everybody shut up and spin.
What is going on? What are you guys doing?
I think
I just want to shout him out. And then he's killing it. That's all I want to say. I hope he keeps on going. I hope he makes the games this year.
All right. Before we get to betting with the boys, I do want everybody in 8 minutes to go head over to Sentinel Training on YouTube. Here we go. So first live show, Sentinel Training. Taylor is going to go live 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Couple workouts. They're going to do voiceovers over it, kind of talk, do Q&A during it. So top of the hour, 7 minutes after we wrap this up, head over to Sentinel Training and go check out Taylor. So in the meantime, we're going to do some Bet with the Boys. I guess maybe quarterfinals edition.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. After this week, everybody, we're going to be putting some of the Betting with the Boys stuff on the Heat One app. We will send you a notification, and you can play along with us. We're going to keep these. These will kind of count as like just tiebreaker points. They won't be worth a lot of points, but they will make a difference once we get into quarterfinals and then probably semifinals.
And I don't know if it's not official. It's not official, so I can't give any details. But it's possible, or possibly Heat One has something very fun coming out for quarterfinals. That's all I can say.
I was waiting for Tyler to be confused.
I would
very
not
fun,
say no
very
to that.
Fun and unique. Very fun and unique. And y'all just wait to see what's coming. Will Branstetter, you're not allowed to play.
Once you win, you're done. Sorry.
We're going to put tags like to, I think like the top five, if you get top five in any game, we're going to put like a pro tag or something next to you.
Well,
but
how about this? Can I get a profile picture on Heat One? Do I have to get first place?
Yeah, absolutely. Send it to my Instagram and I'll get you taken care of. But anyway, I want to give everybody a pro sticker, but for Will, I kind of, if you get first, I want to put like senior analyst.
Absolutely not. Come on now. You can't take my title because of something like that. Okay. Give him like a gold star or something. Okay.
I don't know, dude. Senior analyst.
If you start doing that, I'm going to try to invent my own fantasy app. Okay.
All right. Bet with the Boys. We got 5 minutes. Here we go. First one, a little bit of what we were talking about in some open drama. Will Tia and or Brooke advance to semifinals? So both, only one or neither will advance. Tyler.
I'm going to go and.
They both advance. They both advance.
I am not confident in that bet.
I am going to say Tia will advance to semifinals. And that's it.
But not Brooke.
You're going to go with Brooke, huh?
No, I was asking Josh. I cannot take that one. Oh, man.
This is a hard one. This is hard.
I'm going to go with only Tia. And I'm really struggling about saying neither because of what we just talked about. Like one workout and they're out. Neither. But
that's
Willow,
not even an option.
I think Willow pushes Tia over the line. I'm afraid that there's going to be too much. If it's not fully healed in 4 weeks and there's toes to bar, ring muscle ups, like that could be devastating. I know she can do handstand pushups and a lot of other stuff, but I just think if there's one workout that has a bunch of that stuff in it, or two workouts and she can't do great in both of them, she's out.
Yeah.
I am concerned about Tia, but I'm going to say that she's going to make it. So that's what I'm going to look at.
In that wrist and get on down the road.
For all of our friends in Oceania, this one's for you next. Which man has the best quarterfinal finish in Oceania in quarterfinals?
Ricky. So.
Ricky? Okay.
John. But just individual finish, like any one workout or overall quarter?
No, overall, first place, quarterfinals, Oceania.
For Jay Crouch.
I'm going Jay Crouch.
All right.
And you got Ricky?
Don't worry, Tyler. Ricky's
get
time
him
will
all
come.
Fired up.
It's not in quarterfinals.
I'm going to make sure I win this bet.
It's different
Ricky,
in semifinals.
Ricky won't win anything until the games, and then he's going to win the games. That's what's going to happen.
I get with the programming, John. How many did Oceania get after the Open? Was it two?
Two.
That's insane. That's not.
Yeah, the women got four and the men got two.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Taylor telling you to hurry the hell up.
He probably is. Exactly. And our last one, 2 minutes before heading over to Train Sentinel on YouTube. Over under 2.5, the number of games athletes from 2023 who fail to advance to semifinals this year.
Over.
Ooh, that's kind of a hard one. Like, it's, you had to put thought into that.
So they have to be in individual quarterfinals. They're competing, so it's not... You know, they're out because there's obviously a bunch of women that aren't.
Oh, but advanced to semifinals.
So yeah, they are in individual quarterfinals this year, and they're going to be actually competing. So, like, if Noah does it, that doesn't count. But if you're a known individual athlete from 2023 CrossFit Games, so like Yellow Host Day,
because you got people in mind.
Right, but like Brooke and Tia don't count because they weren't in the games last year.
I'm saying, where do you get the 2.5 number from?
That's my over under of how.
Why? Who are your people? That you
secret spices.
I don't have the people. But we talked about last year how many people like Bethany Shadburn, Yella Hoste, Vedison. Those three would not have made it. I think Vigneault would not have made it too. So there's like four.
You got to look at the bigger regions.
No, because it's make it to semifinals. The games athletes.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not worried about the smaller regions, but it's like
just America or Europe is really the only things you can think about.
Yeah. And I think that's mostly on the women's side.
I'm going to say over. Just because I feel like the turnover has to be there. But, like, games to semifinals is so hard because it's such a – you definitely should if you made the games.
I'm going over.
I'm going over.
All over? All right. All right, guys. That's it for the spin. Thanks for joining. If you haven't yet, go ahead and hit subscribe and then head over to Train Sentinel on YouTube. They should be firing up here any second now. So
if you haven't watched their content, it is really good. It's less of Taylor. I don't know what this one will be, but like I like their workout.
Their content is really good. It's less of Taylor.
I really like It's less of Taylor losing his mind and saying weird shit all the time. It like he's a different animal in this. So it's like if you like Taylor at all or like that stuff at all, go watch it. It's a different side of Taylor.
Yep. All right, guys. Thank you. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.